Hi, I'm Rachel, and you are listening to a love note. My favorite thing about this note is the vagueness. The love interest can be whoever, whatever you want. There are no wrong answers. In this story, a young woman hides a romantic relationship from her overzealous, overly effusive, overbearing mother. If you like this story, then you will love the bonus content in the lovely newsletter. I just know it. That link is in the show notes. Ladies and non-binary folks, this is The Affair. Hey, sweetie, where are you going? I thought we were playing canasta tonight. She grabbed her jacket from the closet and double-checked her keys were in her pocket before answering. Not tonight, Ma. I'm meeting the girls for sushi. Her mother was settled into the love seat, a ball of bright green yarn in her lap, two knitting needles clickety-clacking in her hands. Again? Didn't you see them a couple days ago? She rolled her eyes on her way to the front door. They're my friends, Ma. We can hang out as much as we want. Her mother harumphed. She was 33, but her mother still treated her like she was 6. There was no fighting it. She threw a, "Don't wait up," over her shoulder as she walked out of the house and down the driveway to her gray sedan. She sang along with Rihanna on the 10-minute drive, then parked and walked into a large beige building with a swing in her hips. She sauntered past the front door, down the hall to the left, and knocked on door number 38. The door swung open. She was pulled into the room, her back pushed against the closed door. "What took you so long?" A breathy whisper. Lips pressed into hers before she could respond. Hands tugged off her jacket. Noses rubbed. Fingers groped. They left a trail of clothes on their way to the bed. She was about to sink into the soft mattress when the Imperial March rang from her jeans. They both groaned. She sighed. "I have to get that." "Ugh, fine. Okay, fine." Her timing is impeccable, as always. Their lips brushed before she dashed to her phone. "Hi, Ma," she panted. "Hey, sweetie. What time are you coming home? It's going to rain tonight and you forgot your umbrella."
I don't know, but it's fine. I'm indoors."
"Just be careful, sweetie. You don't want to catch a cold. Try to get home before 10. It's not safe to drive at night in the rain. You remember what happened to your cousin." "Okay, thanks, Ma." She received an exasperated look from the bed. "I gotta go. Food's here. Bye. Bye, sweetie." She silenced the phone and tossed it onto the bedside table, then leaned down into waiting arms. Where were we? She placed a gentle kiss on a delicate collarbone. Her lips slid up a long neck and would have met a soft Cupid's bow, but a hand held her back.
"When are you going to tell your mom about us? It's been months."
"Soon."
"When?"
"Soon. I promise." The kissing resumed. They went beyond heavy petting. She allowed herself an hour to cuddle and pillow talk. They shared a lingering goodbye kiss. Then she got dressed and wandered out the way she came. When she got home, her mother was still knitting on the love seat. The local news was on the TV. It was 10:38 p.m.
"Oh, good, sweetie. You beat the rain. How are the girls? Anything new?
Though I can't imagine what could pop up in just 2 days.
Oh, did Cindy get back together with her boyfriend?"
She paused at the bottom of the stairs. Her heart was racing.
Actually, Cindy is seeing someone else."
Her mother clutched the half-finished bright green scarf to her chest.
"That's wonderful! Oh, it's about time you both settle down and have kids.
You're not in high school anymore. Ugh, I wish you would find a nice man to settle down with instead of spending all your time with the girls.
She crossed her arms and turned to face her mother, who had started knitting again.
What if that's not what I want?
Well, what's not what you want? Her mother responded, glancing between her scarf and the TV.
To find a man to settle down with?
Her mother waved the statement away, her attention divided between her daughter and the TV.
Ugh, sweetie, you say that now because you're young and carefree, but one day you're gonna wish you had a family to keep you company.
Her mother smiled up at her.
Like you and me.
Maybe I don't want a husband and 2.5 kids and a dog and a fence. Maybe I want something different. Something else. Could you handle that?
She trembled. Her mother set down her knitting needles and turned fully toward her.
Is everything okay, sweetie? Is there something you want to tell me?
No. No, nothing. Forget it. She placed a foot on the stairs and held onto the banister for support.
Sweetie, you know I love you, no matter what.
I know. I love you too, Ma. She disappeared up the stairs before her mother could ask any more questions.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this love note. If you want more context on the world of these characters and how this story came about, or you want to know where the characters ended up, because let's be real, if you've ever read fanfiction, then you know there's always more story to tell, then subscribe to the lovely newsletter for exclusive behind-the-scenes content posted nowhere else on the internet about these characters and this story. The link to the newsletter is in the show notes, or you can find it on my website, rrondon.com. That's the letter R, another R, O-N-D-O-N.com. Ta-ta for now!